local real estate today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with local real estate today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey, and today one of our local go-to experts, Jeanne Packey, and here from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Jeanne, welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. Always great to be here. You know what they say, don't be wacky, buy and sell with hacky.
Oh boy, that just never gets old. So let's clear up some common real estate myths, and I know the industry really has a lot of those things that people still believe, everything from down payments to selling seasons. Are you ready to bust some myths?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now the first one we hear all the time is you need 20% down to buy a house. Is that still true?
Not at all. That's an old school idea that stops a lot of great buyers before they even get started. There are loan programs that let you buy with as little as 3% down, and here in Douglas County, USDA loans are a game changer. Some buyers qualify for 0% down, so no, you don't need to save up to 20% before you buy a home in Roseburg.
Well, this could be a huge deal for some people. Now, I imagine some folks are sitting on enough cash to move forward and they didn't know it.
Exactly. It's always worth talking to a lender and reaching out to a local expert. You might be closer to owning a home than you think.
All right. Myth number two. I don't need a home inspection because everything looks great. This one makes me nervous, even saying it out loud.
And it should, because skipping the inspection is like buying a car without popping the hood. Everything might look great. New paint, shiny countertops. There could be could be some expensive issues lurking behind the walls. I always recommend a professional inspection, especially in older homes around Roseburg, where hidden plumbing or roof issues are more common than people realize.
And even in a competitive market, that's not a step you should skip.
Never. An inspection is peace of mind, and sometimes it's a deal saver.
Now let's tackle another topic. Spring is the only time to sell. Truth or just tradition?
Definitely a myth. Spring is a good time, but homes in Roseburg sell well in summer, fall, and even winter, depending on what's going on in the market. Some of our clients get the best results when inventory is lower later in the year, and less competition means more attention to your listing.
So the best time to sell is really about what time fits your timeline.
Exactly. The right time is when you're ready, and we'll tailor your strategy around market conditions, not the calendar.
All right. Now, how about this one? Price it high so you have room to negotiate. Is that a smart move or a strategy fail?
That's a strategy fail. That one backfires all the time. Overpricing can scare off serious buyers and cause a home to sit on the market, which means price drops and fewer offers. A well-priced home in Roseburg gets attention right away and can spark competition.
All right, so pricing right up front, does that equal more leverage?
And always. If you want top dollar, don't start high, start smart.
All right, now bonus round here. I'll save money by not using an agent. Is that true?
Nope. In most cases, buyers and sellers actually net more with a professional in their corner. Agents negotiate better deals, avoid costly mistakes, and market your home to more qualified buyers. Going solo might save you a commission, but it costs you much more in the long run.
So as you say, don't be wacky.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. So thanks for helping us out, cut through all the noise there. If somebody wants to know about the hot new listings on the week, let's go to those next.
Perfect. Yeah. It's been a strong week with a variety of homes hitting the market across Douglas County. And here are some of those highlights. A new listing this week, 2744 Northwest Dacia Drive in Roseburg. Beautiful four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, 2,780 square feet for $799,000. It blends modern elegance with everyday function, features vaulted ceilings, custom tile, chef's kitchen with granite countertops. I mean, I could go on. Oversized three-car garage with a kitchenette, expansive deck, covered hot tub.
Yeah, pretty stately, nice looking place. Let's go over to the southeast side of town. What's there?
So 2138 Southeast Lois Drive, Roseburg, three bedroom, two bath, 1,368 square feet. That comes with at $385,000. This one's move-in ready with a one-story home. It's got great curb appeal, a modern open layout, stainless steel appliances. It's got a spacious backyard with gazebo, patio, tool shed, and a sprinkler system.
All right. And what about closer to downtown?
We have 1566 Southeast Mill Street in Roseburg. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, cute little home, 1,064 square feet. And that one's listed at $195,000. It has a white picket fence, new roof, fresh exterior paint, original wood floors, and a large backyard.
Wow, original wood floors and a picket fence.
That's like the dream.
Yeah, a lot of people would really like that. What about if you want to be out in the country?
We have 941 Colonial Road in Roseburg. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath, 2,404 square feet. That one's listed at $698,000. It's on 5 acres, updated home, vaulted ceilings, hickory cabinets, granite countertops, a bright open layout that has a shop, tool shed, garden beds, and some RV parking.
And here's a unique one out in Winchester.
Yeah, so this one's mixed use, zoned C3 at 3,030 square feet at $450,000. This is a mixed use opportunity with both commercial and residential potential. Includes a 3,300 square foot home structure and a 2,000 square foot shop with parking for up to 16 vehicles.
Wow, and I understand this one even has a creek.
Absolutely, out in the back.
All right, so let's take a look at kind of the market snapshot of the week. What's been happening in real estate around Douglas County?
It's been another busy week. Compared to last week, we saw a few shifts that are worth noting. Some areas are holding steady while others saw some movement.
All right, let's dig into it.
We had 59 new listings this week, not quite as high as the 65 we saw last week, but still a strong number. And on top of that, we were two coming soon properties, so there's more on the horizon.
All right, good news for buyers looking for options. What about homes going under contract?
That's where we saw the most improvement. Pending sales rose from 49 up from the 27 last week, so buyers are stepping it up. But sold homes dropped from 33 compared to 50 last week. That means fewer closings, but more activity is happening on the front end.
All right, momentum building, not just translating into as many closed deals yet.
Exactly. We had 13 homes come back on the market, which is up from 8 last week. So some transactions are falling through. 4 homes were marked as bumpable, giving buyers a window of opportunity if they're ready to act.
All right. Sounds like a market with some flexibility. Are sellers adjusting their strategies?
They are. Price changes jumped from 85 compared to 75 last week. So sellers are clearly tuning in and adjusting. We had 7 canceled listings, 7 withdrawn, and 7 expired, fairly even across the board, but definitely showing that not everything is, sticking.
Yeah, so the message is really, like we talked earlier, price right and move-in ready still wins.
Every time. Buyers have more choices, so homes that stand out, whether it's price, condition, or presentation, are the ones getting the attention.
All right, great insights. Let's talk about open houses now.
Yeah, we've got a couple this weekend. So tomorrow we have one at 697 Ridgecrest Drive in Roseburg. Beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home, 4,021 square feet, and that'll be from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we have 941 Colonial Drive. That one is the four-bedroom, two-bath, 2,404 square foot home. And then it will be from 10 to 12 p.m. on Sunday.
All right. So open houses are always going on, especially this time of the year. Good time for them.
Absolutely.
All right. So if people want to get connected to reach you or any of the other folks, how do they do all that?
Give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street or check us out online at www.marygilbert.com and we'd just be honored to guide you home.
All right, Jeannie Hackey, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks.
That wraps up local real estate for today here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's 9 o'clock.